Lincoln may share President's Day with George Washington, but as Lincoln biographer Alan Gelzo notes, despite having his face on the penny and a pedestal overlooking the National Mall in Washington, the great emancipator does not enjoy the same unanimous acclaim.
The South has never been fond of Abraham Lincoln. Civil war is the cruelest kind of war, and the bitterness Southerners feel over their loss in the war between the states often falls on Lincoln's shoulders. In 1865, many Southerners gloated over Lincoln's assassination. Their memoirs accuse Lincoln of forcing the South to fire the first shot, of urging slaves to butcher their masters and their families in their beds, of destroying the Constitution. Never mind that the Constitution is what the Confederacy was assaulting. They lost, and it had to be someone else's fault. But sore losers are par for the course. What is really surprising is the conflict of interest many current-day Republicans have with Lincoln. They love to claim him as one of their own, but some conservatives are uneasy with Lincoln for trampling on some of conservatism's pet peeves. Lincoln saved the Union, but didn't he do that at the expense of states' rights? Lincoln revived a federal banking system, but wasn't this the first step to the welfare state? From the left, though, the complaints are even more strident. Lincoln is now denounced as a dictator who imprisoned critics at will, a corporation lawyer who sold himself to the railroads, an expansionist who ordered the mass execution of American Indians, and a capitalist tool who gave the robber barons their first opening to plunder the American working class. The Civil War, by the reckoning of the left, was only the camouflage Lincoln draped around Northern capitalism while it seized control of the American economy. But the strangest and the most recent members of the Lincoln-hating fraternity have been African Americans. Blacks who squirm at being reminded that they owe their freedom to a white man have increasingly denounced Lincoln as a racist, a self-interested politician who was half-hearted about emancipation. The popular argument now is that the slaves freed themselves by running away. Who needed Abraham Lincoln when you had Harriet Tubman? No one would have been less surprised by this carefully constructed contempt than Lincoln. And in a backhanded way, the still burning glow of anti-Lincoln fury is a measure of Honest Abe's continuing importance. People rarely lather themselves up over George Washington, largely because the America of the Revolution has pretty much gone the way of buckle shoes. The nation Lincoln helped to repair and reshape, a nation of free markets, industrial democracy, and a culture of freedom, is still very much the America we all live in today. And maybe the people who hate Lincoln hate him because they still can't reconcile themselves to that kind of America.
Alan Gelzo teaches American intellectual history at Eastern University in St. David's, Pennsylvania, and this year is a James Madison Fellow at Princeton University. His forthcoming book on the Emancipation Proclamation will be published by Simon & Schuster.